And I like, they don't even give you the choice here of an open of windows. No, we get here, all the windows taken out, and I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, tonight, though, for Kingston, Brandon Jones begins his second postseason as the head coach for the Kingston Cardinals. Despite accumulating an overall record of 15-4 in just two seasons, the one thing that Jones and the Cardinals are trying to do tonight is get their first postseason victory since 2014. If there's ever a team that can make a playoff surge, it's right here with the 2018 edition of Kingston.
Oh, it sure is. They're batting .789 winning percentage. The best regular season record they've had since 2006. You remember 2006, Clark?
What I do, doing? Yeah. Vaguely, yes.
They lost the first game of the playoffs last year to Morris. Morris blew them out 58-28. So they're looking to avenge that loss and their loss from earlier this season to Deckerville. They can get a whole lot of things going and positive note in their camp with a win today.
If there's one thing you're going to hear a lot tonight, it's the Kingston household name of Hunter James. As a senior, Hunter James is a three-year starter at quarterback and is making his 25th start tonight. As a junior, James was the thumb player of the year in eight-player football. He can scramble and make a play with his feet, beat you over the top with a pass. He's the homecoming king, King James, mind you. The punter keeps defensive coordinators awake at night, and yes, he certainly even does windows.
He is unbelievable, and like we said in the pregame, and we're going to continue to mention, he is worth the price of admission, so I'm very glad that we were comped to be here to watch this game tonight, because Hunter James is electric. He's got 80 carries on the season. He's got just over 800 yards and 13 rushing touchdowns. He has got 1,000 yards, just over 1,000 yards passing, and 18 more touchdowns through the air. And against Deckerville last time, he had 131 yards on the ground, and he threw his only interception on the season. 18 TDs to one interception against this Deckerville defense at that time. So keep that in mind. Deckerville looking to make double that interception total and get the two tonight.
And those 1,800 yards, just in eight games, they had a forfeiture win against Dryden. But it's not just Hunter James that makes Kingston successful. He's surrounded by a number of offensive weapons in the backfield and out wide. That includes the likes of Lane Torrey, Aaron Kaler, Caleb Gross, Levi Kreiderman, and Nate Dawson.
I think Lane Torrey, though, is the guy that you are going to hear about the most. Their lead back, he's well over 550 yards rushing and 11 TDs of his own. He is another senior. He had some really nice games. He scored twice against Deckerville. He went for 100 yards and a score against North Huron. He even caught five balls in that Deckerville game. So he is really a versatile weapon that they use on the ground, through the air. And Levi Kreiderman's another guy. He's one of their favorite targets, especially in the red zone. He's got over 300 yards total on the year. And another senior. But five touchdowns to go with all those yards. So those are your two favorite targets, but he isn't afraid to make a play with any of these weapons that you mentioned, Clark.
On defense, the Kingston Cardinals are allowing just 14.1 points per game, having one shutout in four games where they allowed just one touchdown. Mind you, this is an eight-player football where scoring is a bit higher than the 11-player game. Those numbers put Kingston as the third best defense in all of the NCTL 17 teams.
There's a couple names that you're really going to have to pay attention to. You'll hear Aaron Kaler a lot, Connor Henry, Colton Stadler, just to name a few. Henry had 7.5 tackles against Deckerville. He picked off three passes this year. And Aaron Kaler, one of their best playmakers at defensive back, he had an interception and two tackles for loss against Deckerville the first time around. So look for those guys to be the disruptive leaders for the defense.
In the Week 5 matchup between Kingston and Deckerville, the Cardinals gave up 446 yards to the Eagles compared to 299 of their own on offense. Kickoff of the pre-regional matchup between Kingston and Deckerville is in just 21 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Kingston at Deckerville on Sports Radio 102.1.
This is Leanne Kohler. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Time for area women to get their screening and annual mammograms. If you are uninsured or underinsured and cannot afford a screening, you may be eligible for assistance through Kohler's Propane and the BCUPS program. BCUPS stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of our propane sales to the hospitals via Star Fund. It's our desire at Kohler's that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information, call Marlette Regional Hospital or go to www.getkohlers.com. This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
At Shure, one of the common questions we get is why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Shure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Shure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Shure, visit one of our many locations or go to Shure.org. And if you're Shure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Shure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of postseason football in the MHSAA playoffs. As just a few short weeks from now, these two teams are vying for a spot in the eight-player state championship in the Superior Dome, the largest dome structure in the world in Marquette, Michigan. It's the Kingston Cardinals on the road at Neckerville, a rematch back from week number five. For the past 26 years, there have been two things that are consistent in Deckerville. One is that Coach Bill Brown has been at the helm of the Deckerville program since 1993, and the second, a playoff appearance in 23 of those 26 years. Since making the switch to eight-player football in 2012, the Eagles have perhaps one of the best track records in the entire state.
They are a team that people look out for to see how they're doing, to follow them. Then 2012, when they made the switch, they were state champions to start their season. 2014, semifinal appearance. 2015, semifinal appearance. 2016, 2017, they made it to the finals and lost. This team is an outstanding team with a rich history already in the eight-player postseason. Since that switch to eight-player, they are 65-16. They're winning over 80% of their games. And they do it, Clark, in my opinion. Veteran coaching is nice, but they play excellent defense. For eight-player football that is known for their higher scoring and more exciting plays, they play some of the best defense in general in eight-player, and that's what's made them a tough team to play against year in and year out.
The Deckerville Eagles play football tough-nosed. It doesn't matter the position, they are going to hit hard and make plays happen on first, second, and even third efforts. That begins with the second-year quarterback, who is starting, and just a junior in Isaac Kineth.
I think he's going to have to play a big role tonight to beat the Kingston Cardinals. Just a junior, as you mentioned. Against Kingston the first time, he had 15 carries, 127 yards.